Mary Lee Taylor Program. Brought to you by Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. Yes, welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor Program, featuring the story of the week about that lovable pair, Jim and Sally Carter, and from Mary Lee Taylor's friendly kitchen, the time-saving, money-saving recipe of the week. You know, every single day in Mary Lee Taylor's kitchen, a whole staff of people is busy developing new recipes. And just a week ago, they completed a whole new wonderful collection called Time-Saving Recipes. And a good name it is, too, because just about every recipe in the book is a time saver of some kind. You can get a copy of this brand new 16-page book free. Just print your name and address and the word Time Saving Recipes on a postcard. Send the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. The story you're going to hear in just a minute is full of surprises. First, Sally was surprised.
Jim, jealous? Why, I can't believe it. It seems so silly.
Then Jim was surprised.
What goes on here? Well, this kind of thing is for women only.
Now you've got me curious, Mary Lee. What's it all about?
Well, you'll hear, Dale. Just as soon as I've promised that after the story, I'm going to give one of my favorite time-saving recipes from our new collection, the recipe for skillet dinner, which is almost a complete meal in itself.
And besides being a time saver, this recipe of Mary Lee Taylor's is bound to be a money saver, too, because it's made with money-saving Pet Milk. Pet Milk, you know, costs less, generally, than any other form of milk. And what a lot of extras it gives you. Extra minerals, extra bodybuilding protein, extra vitamins. Because Pet Milk is good, sweet, whole milk, concentrated to double richness.
And speaking of money saving, Dale, today we're going to plan an easy-to-fix dinner that can be prepared for just about $1.32 for four people. And it's the kind of meal everyone will enjoy. But before we get into that, let's go to Capital City for today's story about Jim and Sally Carter. The path of true love has the most unexpected bumps in it, even for a couple as devoted as Jim and Sally Carter. For the past few days, Sally has noticed a change in Jim, a strange aloofness. She notices it now as they sit at the breakfast table, Jim buried in the morning paper, Sally, as usual, deep in her plans for the coming babies.
And, darling, I'll be able to make three whole receiving blankets with the flannelette left over. Or do you think a couple of sacks or a kimono or two would be better? Jim, put the paper down a moment, will you, dear?
What's the matter, Sally?
That's what I want to know. Are you mad at me, darling?
Mad at you? Well, whatever gave you that idea?
Oh, just the way you've been the last few days. Kind of distant. Aloof?
You're imagining things, darling. Why should I be mad at you?
I don't know, but there's nothing else I can put my finger on. If you were worried about the office, it would be something, but you seem pretty optimistic about it lately. Or if it was money, I could understand that, too, but...
I repeat, baby, you're imagining things. I'm not mad at you. I love you dearly. Well, where was I?
Almost as though a glass wall were being built between us. I can see you and hear you, but it's hard to touch you anymore.
Sally, darling, if you don't want me to read the paper, why don't you just say so?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to snap at you.
Do you realize how often we've said I'm sorry to each other in the past few days? It isn't like us, Jim. If I've done something to make you angry, I want to know about it.
I'm not mad at you. I only want to finish my paper.
But... All right, darling. Go ahead. I won't say anything more about it.
Oh, I can't now. It's too late.
Jim?
Huh? What is it?
Oh, nothing. Don't forget your hat and coat.
I wasn't going to. See you tonight, baby.
Yes. See you tonight. He didn't even kiss me.
All day long, Sally tried to put Jim's strange behavior from her mind, with no success. She cooked his supper and waited eagerly for him to come home. But Jim didn't come, and didn't come. Minutes became a long half hour.
He would have called me if he knew he was going to be late. He knows I've got supper waiting. Perhaps I'd better call the police. Oh, no, I'm being foolish. Nothing could have happened. But he's usually so prompt. It isn't like him at all. I'll wait 15 minutes more. If he isn't here by then,
I'm home, Sally. Sorry to be late.
Jim.
Sally.
Oh, Jim. Oh, I'm so glad to see you, darling.
Well, baby, what's wrong? You're shaking like a leaf.
I was so worried. I thought something might have happened.
To me? Oh, no. I stopped a minute with the boys. That's all. I guess I didn't notice the time.
But, Jim, supper.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I should have called you. Now, come on. Give me another kiss. There. Now, everything all right?
Yes, Jim. It was foolish of me to worry, I guess.
You've been worrying a lot lately, Sally. Are you sure you feel all right?
Well, I felt a little queer this morning, but I feel much better now. That kiss was good medicine.
Maybe you'd better go see Doc Arnold in the morning. Have a checkup.
No, that won't be necessary. Get out of your things, dear. I'll get supper heating. Won't be a jiffy.
All right. I still think it would be a good idea just to check with Dr. Arnold.
Ooh, sit down and read the paper, darling. Forget about my being silly.
Where'd you put it?
Well, on the chair, I think.
On the chair? Oh, I don't see it.
Wait a minute. Let me see. Oh, yes. Look under the sewing table.
Okay, I see it.
I whipped out an ad for a baby photographer.
Sally, you've cut a hole right through the editorial.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't realize. Well, look in the sewing table.
Look.
He sounds like a good photographer. I think we ought to keep a record of the baby right from the start, don't you? So many people miss that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
After all, the baby's only a baby for such a little while.
For heaven's sake, Sally, can't you ever talk about anything but the baby?
Yeah.
Well, I should think... Oh, well, forget it. Babies, babies, babies. That's for babies.
Oh, what happened, Jim? Are you hurt?
Oh, nothing happened. I stubbed my toe on the chair.
Jim, you are still mad about something, aren't you?
Oh, Sally, not again.
Well, you are. Look at your face.
Sally, darling, I only want to read my paper in peace.
So, that's the story, Dr. Arnold. Is it Jim or is it me? I just don't know. When Jim came home last night, I thought for an instant that everything was all right again. But it wasn't. Oh, if only there was something I could put my finger on.
There is, Mrs. Carter. Only it's so close to you, you can't see it.
There he is.
Don't look so worried, Mrs. Carter. It isn't very serious. From what you've told me, I'd say your husband was suffering from a rather common ailment among prospective fathers. We sometimes refer to it as, acute second fiddleitis, a form of simple jealousy.
Jealousy? Oh, you must be mistaken, Doctor. Well, Jim hasn't anything to be jealous about.
Oh, yes, he has. He's jealous of the baby.
Of the baby? You're joking.
No, Mrs. Carter, I'm quite serious. Think back over your story. The times when you felt this strangeness most were always preceded by talk about the baby.
Why, yes, but that doesn't mean anything. I talk about the baby a great deal.
Precisely. That's why he's jealous.
No. Jim couldn't be that silly.
Stop right there, Mrs. Carter. I want to say two things to you, and I do want you to remember them. Nothing is silly when it threatens your happiness. Secondly, your husband doesn't happen to think this is silly.
But it's his baby as much as mine.
Oh, not quite. To you, the baby is a living being every minute of the day. It's still only an idea to him. Coming attraction. See the difference?
Yes, but...
Believe me, Mrs. Carter, the situation is quite a common one. Nothing much to worry about as long as you stop it before it goes too far. When your husband first learned about the baby, he was probably proud of the peacock, just as he'll be when the baby is born.
Yes, I remember. He was so proud.
Then when he'd gotten over the first glow, he put the matter aside for future reference. There were other things to talk about.
But he always seemed so interested.
He is interested, but not as completely as you are. After a while, he began to be a little bored with all this talk about the baby. From that, there grew up a subconscious resentment of the baby.
But why?
Because it took your mind off him. He began to wonder if perhaps you weren't transferring your love to the baby.
Why didn't he say something?
Come now, Mrs. Carter, what could he say? Admit to you that he was jealous of his own baby before it was even born?
I swear I don't know what to make of it. To think that any grown man could be so...
Oh, no. Careful.
I know. But you've got to admit it's silly. But, Doctor, what can I do about it?
What does any woman do with a jealous husband? Make a fuss over him. Make him feel wanted again. That's why you felt a difference for an instant last night. You were worried about him. He felt you needed him.
Yes, that sounds right.
Carry the same thing a few steps further. Bite your tongue when you start to mention the baby. Pretty soon, your husband will begin to wonder about your feelings for the baby. When he begins to worry about you, come back and see me. He'll be ready then for the final treatment.
So Sally set out to follow the doctor's orders.
Well, baby, I suppose you had a busy day sewing?
Yes, darling. I got caught up on all your mending.
Want me to stop by that baby photographer's this morning and get him lined up?
Oh, don't bother, Jim. It can wait.
What's the matter, Sally? You don't seem even interested in our baby anymore.
Why, Jim, whatever gave you that idea? Of course I'm interested in our baby.
This went on for several days, and then one night...
Sally, what's wrong with you anyway?
Wrong, Jim?
Come on, tell me. I know something's wrong. You've been acting strangely all week.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have, too. You haven't done a bit of sewing for the baby. No planning, no buying. You haven't even talked about it. It's been as though you weren't going to have a baby at all.
Why, Jim?
You're going to see Dr. Arnold in the morning. I called him from the office for an appointment.
All right. You want me to?
I do. It isn't natural for a mother to show so little interest in her baby. It worries me.
You told me to come back when Jim started worrying about me. So, here I am, Doctor.
Fine. And here's my prescription for the final treatment. You will need the cooperation of some of your friends, and Jim will have to be kept completely in the dark. That's the whole scheme, Mrs. Carter.
Oh, I hope it'll work. I know the neighbors will help. Maybe we can have everything ready by the time Jim comes home tonight.
I'm sorry I'm a little late, but what are you doing out here in the hall?
Oh, I was just picking up the evening paper and saw you coming, so I thought I'd wait here for you.
Well, let's get into the apartment. There's a draft out here. What did the doctor say?
That I'm disgustingly healthy.
Well, good. Hey, dark in here. Oh, wait, I'll turn on the light. That's funny. Fuse must have blown. I'll go down the cellar and take a look.
You won't have to do that, Jim.
What? Who's that?
Why, Jim Carter, you mean you don't know Andy Rarick's voice? Tighten those light bulbs, Andy.
Why, Andy, Nicky, Mrs. Hogan, what's going on here?
Look at you.
me, he looks as if a mallet hit him.
Jim, my boy, this is what is known to the female of the species as a shower.
A shower?
Yep, for you. Everything the father-to-be needs, right here on the table.
Well, I'll see.
Here's the most interesting package, Jim. Open it, darling. See what it is.
Well, you open it. You're the mother.
But, darling, it's for you, not for me.
Well, for heaven's sakes, I never heard of a father shower before.
We'll return to Sally and Jim in just half a minute. But first, a quick question. You know what kind of milk Mary Lee Taylor uses in all her wonderful recipes, don't you? Of course you do. But do you also know that if you'll send Mary Lee just one label off that certain brand of milk, she'll send you something pretty special? Yes, that's right. Just put your name and address on the label and the one word, charm, and send it to Mary Lee, and you'll receive a tiny charm made especially to wear on a charm bracelet or key ring. Lots of people are wearing them, stores are selling them, and Mary Lee has one for you. She'll tell you more about it at the close of the program. But right now, back to our story about Jim and Sally Carter.
Gosh, honey, that was swell of the neighbors. I don't know what to say. Ear stoppers so I won't lose sleep when the baby cries. Cigars to pass out. Slippers guaranteed to take at least 2,000 nights of baby strolling without retread.
And invitations for meals from everybody while I'm at the hospital, Jim. And Mrs. Hogan's IOU to straighten up the place before I come home.
Yeah, and that book you gave me. Care and Feeding of Expectant Fathers by Douglas Martin.
Guaranteed to help you avoid the common pitfalls of fatherhood.
The common pitfalls of... Oh. Now I'm beginning to see the light.
I don't know what you mean, darling.
Oh, yes, you do. You know exactly what I mean. And Sally? From now on, you can talk about the baby to your heart's content. After all, it's my baby as well as yours.
Saturday morning, we'll bring you another delightful story about Jim and Sally Carter. But right now, it's time to talk about you and your family and how you can keep right on serving them delicious, nourishing meals without spending so much time in the kitchen.
And Mary Lee Taylor has the answer, all put together in a handy booklet called Time-Saving Recipes. Just about every recipe in this collection is a time-saver of some kind. And every recipe is a money-saver, too. Remember, the name of this new booklet is Time-Saving Recipes, and you can get a copy of it simply by sending a postcard to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. Do that today and start right away to save time and money the Mary Lee Taylor way.
And now I'd like to tell you about a delicious, easy-to-fix dinner that you can prepare for just about $1.32 for four people.
$1.32 for four, See, that's 4 into 13, 3, 4 into... Well, that's just 33 cents a person.
That's right. And the main dish of the meal is skillet dinner. A wonderful combination of plump, juicy little meatballs, potatoes, sliced onions, and green beans in plenty of rich brown gravy.
And you can't go wrong with food like that if you're cooking for a man and a couple of husky youngsters. What else, Mary Lee?
Well, along with skillet dinner, we'll have an apple and celery salad with pet mayonnaise. The mayonnaise recipe is in our new book of time-saving recipes. And buttered toast.
And what for dessert? Or don't we get a dessert with a 33-cent dinner?
You certainly do get dessert. Vanilla pudding with cherry sauce.
And I'll bet you the cherry sauce recipe's in the new book, too, huh?
That's right. But you don't have to wait for the book to find out how to fix the skillet dinner. Because I'm going to give you the recipe right now.
Oh, not before I say that anybody listening can get a copy of the book called Time-Saving Recipes just by writing to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. There now. And to make skillet dinner...
First, mix together...
Mm-hmm.
1/2 pound of ground... meat. You can use beef, veal, lamb, pork, or a mixture of any of these meats.
Okay. That's 1/2 pound ground meat.
1/3 cup pet milk.
1/3 cup pet milk. Money saving, stay sweet, easy to carry, handy to use, pet milk.
1/3 cup rolled oats, uncooked, of course.
1/3 cup rolled oats. I'm not selling oats, so we can get right along with the recipe.
And 1/2 teaspoon salt.
1/2 teaspoon salt. Okay, mix the meat, pet milk, oats, and salt together. Then what?
Dip your fingers in water to keep the meat from sticking to them, and shape that meat mixture into 16 little round patties.
Shape into 16 round patties. Yeah, go ahead.
Roll the patties, one at a time, in 1 1/2 tablespoons flour.
Well, roll one at a time in 1 1/2 tablespoons flour. Okay, what next?
Brown in heavy skillet in 2 tablespoons hot shortening.
Brown in heavy skillet in 2 tablespoons hot shortening. Now I'm getting hungry.
Next, add 1 cup of sliced onions.
Add 1 cup sliced onions. And oh, brother, do I go for juicy meatballs and onions.
Now cook slowly, 5 minutes, or until the onions are light brown.
Cook slowly, 5 minutes, or until onions are light brown. I can smell them now. Wonderful.
Then add 1 cup of water and heat to boiling.
Add 1 cup water and heat to boiling. All right, and next?
Add 2 cups of peeled, diced potatoes, 1 teaspoon of salt, and a few grains of pepper.
Oh, wait a minute now. 2 cups diced potatoes. Mm-hmm.
1 teaspoon salt and a few grains of pepper.
1 teaspoon salt and a few grains of pepper. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's getting better and better.
Then cover and cook slowly, 15 minutes, or until the potatoes are tender.
Cover, cook slowly, 15 minutes, or until potatoes are tender. All right.
Then add 2 cups of canned green beans from which the liquid has been drained. I'll tell you more about that later.
So I'll just put down, add 2 cups drained canned green beans.
Then cover and heat thoroughly. And you'll have enough skillet dinner to serve 4 hungry people.
And believe me, they won't be hungry anymore after they've eaten this good, satisfying food. But, Mary Lee, what was that about the green beans?
Oh, I wanted to explain that the liquid drained off the green beans really should be used in place of the water called for in the recipe to add flavor as well as minerals and vitamins. The recipe calls for 1 cup of water, remember. And if you don't have 1 full cup of bean liquid, add water to fill the cup. By the way, that skillet dinner, for which I've just given you the recipe, takes only about 30 minutes cooking time.
And you know something you can do in a lot less than 30 minutes? Just open a can of Double Rich Pet Milk. And even if it's been on your pantry shelf for weeks, you can count on it being good and sweet when you open the can. That's why you can buy as much as a month's supply of pet milk on one shopping trip. You save time, you save money, because pet milk costs less, generally, than any other form of milk. And you have the one form of milk that's perfect for coffee, for cereals, for cooking, and for babies' bottles. So for all your milk needs, get Pet, P-E-T, pet milk.
You just can't stop the man when he's selling pet milk. But I would like to add that the 1 1/2 tablespoons of flour you roll the meatballs in is just enough to thicken the liquid during the cooking so that you end up with brown gravy of just the right consistency. And incidentally, you can use that very same meat mixture for making meatballs for spaghetti or to combine with noodles.
And now, I don't want to get your mind off that wonderful food Mary Lee's talking about, but how about a date tonight, huh? A date to hear Vic Damone, and what a singer he is. And Kay Armand, she's wonderful. And the Serenaders and Gus Henschen's Pet Milk Orchestra. Yes, tonight's the night for the Pet Milk Musical Show starring Vic Damone, broadcast over most of these same NBC stations. So how about it,
And how about joining Del King and me right here in the Pet Milk Kitchen next Saturday morning at this same time? I'll have another time-saving recipe for you for a dish that you can serve morning, noon, or night. A big favorite with men.
And, of course, there'll be another story about Jim and Sally Carter. Oh, which reminds me, Mary Lee, just when is Sally expecting her baby?
In a very few weeks, Dale. So you better see that she gets a copy of the Pet Milk Baby Book.
And before you give today's recipe for happiness, I'd better remind everyone to look for the Pet Milk display in grocery stores. Because along with it, you'll always find new recipes and new meal planning ideas direct from Mary Lee Taylor's Pet Milk Kitchen.
And I'd better remind you all